back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and we have Myrene K. Cook back on the phone. She so patiently waited for us to leave that last segment when we talked to her as a cliffhanger. And we got a long story about an officer in South Haven, Officer McAllister, who was brutally gunned down by a man who hijacked a plane, who is now up for parole. And I do believe the man is probably in his 80s or 80 years old. And Myrene wanted us to help her with something, and I guess that's the question. I'm going to throw it to you, Mason. You go ahead and ask her what. There you go.
Wait, can I ask my last questions?
No. Myrene, So why are you here? What do you want from us to help you?
Well, Rob, one of the reasons I contacted you was to not only get the story out there about Officer McAllister and just to remember what a tremendous man he was to the community. He was a friend to many, and he did a fabulous job as an officer. But as part of this parole, my job as the Allegan County prosecutor also allows me to object to this man's parole, which is what I'm going to do. One of the things I'm tasked with is trying to locate Mr. McAllister's family members to see if they want to have any input in this parole hearing. Uh-huh. And although I've been working with the Michigan State Police and the South Haven Police Department in trying to locate his family members, we have not been able to locate anyone. And I was hoping perhaps maybe some of your listeners might know some of the members, or they might be your listeners themselves.
Yeah. What was the officer's first name?
Michael.
Okay. So, you know, and anybody out there that might hear this, Officer Michael McAllister, I mean, I just can't believe that after all these years that the entire family is gone, which I don't know what his family situation was, you know, if he came here as an officer or grew up here. He didn't grow up here, right?
No, I don't believe he grew up there, but he was an officer there for several years before this happened. And I do know that he was married and had 5 children at the time. And I believe he also had some siblings or other family members, maybe in the Benton Harbor area.
5 children. That means that there's got to be someone around here somewhere. Somebody out there has to know where someone in this family can be found and are going to say, I remember him telling about this story. So, Myrene, how does if someone does hear this and say, hi, I know where he is, or where one of his family members is, how do they get a hold of you, or what do they do?
They can call the Allegan County Prosecutor's Office. Our number is 269-673-0280 and simply ask to speak to me. I would greatly appreciate any information. You know, like I said, I've been working with 2 different police departments, and we've been able to track down some friends and former coworkers of Officer McAllister. Mm-hmm. And I was very appreciative. They were able to share some really great stories of him and their thoughts about what they felt should happen. But I'd really like to get some input from his family, if at all possible.
Yeah. And, you know, what do you say to those that may say to you, you know, the man's 80 years old. He's not going to live long. There's health problems here. Why don't we just let him out and let him finish his last days somewhere more comfortable?
It's my duty to protect current law enforcement and those law enforcement members that came before them as their chief law enforcement officer. And I feel strongly that a man who murdered a police officer, who hijacked a plane, mm-hmm. doesn't deserve any leniency. He certainly didn't give Officer McAllister any leniency or the opportunity to watch his family grow up. Right. And retire and grow old in his community. And I feel that I owe it to Officer McAllister's family to do what I think is the right thing and object to this man's parole.
Well, thank you for what you do. I'm right there with you. All right. Well, all the heavy stuff I'm hoping is kind of out of the way, and we know why you're here and that the help that you need. Mason, you got a question for the county prosecutor?
Well, I was just dreaming up. It's like, well, now that this is offers on the table that we need to find them, I was thinking that we can paint up the van and turn it into the mystery machine. And we got Rob Dog's dog, Jinx, and he could be Scooby-Doo, and Rob could be Shaggy and stuff. And we got Laura.
Why would I be Shaggy?
You're a little Shaggy.
No, I would be the leader.
Wouldn't that be nice, though, if we could help out our friend Myrene?
I would be Fred.
We could find some family members and
I'll be Shaggy. Yeah, you're out. You're done for the rest of the segment. Laura Russin, please.
Let me bring this back in here.
Get us back on the rails.
I have tried to reach out to several people, and I'm waiting for some answers. So hopefully we can help on this show.
As soon as I had talked to you, I gave Laura a call and kind of talked to her a little bit about this, because I know, I mean, when you're a lifer here, and that was something that you remember pretty vividly, hopefully maybe she'll be able to help with some of those connections.
You know, I greatly appreciate that. We've done some research on social media. We've looked through the archives of obituaries, and I probably have, I don't know, at least 25 or 30 newspaper articles I've gone back through to try to locate members. And it's interesting when you go back and read the history of what happened and try to get some of those details. It's interesting.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, in your column, we're talking about something that, and I mean, for everybody's life, really, for the most part, would call this ancient history, you know, so that someone like you is out there still fighting for the family, which you don't even know or can even find any of them. You're fighting for this man who has passed a long time ago. And, you know, that to me, that's still kind of an amazing thing. That's such a long time ago, you're going to fight to make sure this man stays in prison, because he did not in any way give any leniency, forgiveness, or what's the mercy to an officer. He shot him in cold blood, and that just cannot happen. So we've got about a minute left. I want to make sure that one more time you at least say, where can someone call to get a hold of you or your office directly?
You could call the Allegan County Prosecutor's Office and ask for me. And our phone number again is 269-673-0280.
Fantastic. Any other question that's maybe kind of realistic?
Does anybody know what happened to, why did he fire the shots back in the first place? Like, did anybody else get killed?
We don't know why he fired those shots or if it was really him, but there was no one else in the area that had the ability at the time to do that. So we believe it was probably him, but we don't know that for sure.
And I think you did, we may not have said it here, but I think you told me before that he was really intoxicated.
He had been at a bar in downtown South Haven earlier that night, and he'd been there for a very long time.
Yeah,
so
that bar's no longer here, but that was Cisco's, right?
That was.
There you go. I do miss that bar, by the way, because that was... When I was able to go to the bar, that was a real cool place to go, certainly at the end of the closing night. But, Myrene, thanks for what you do. My good friend Kay from high school, class of 1989, I do believe is doing awesome things and helping to keep us safe. And thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I thank you to all of your listeners for listening to this story and just remembering Officer McAllister.
There you go, listeners. Help us out. Remember Officer McAllister. And if you've got any info, get a hold of Kay. Thank you.
Irene.
I'll never get it right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.